Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have come this afternoon to give a general statement reiterating the United States position regarding the draft declaration on the rights of peasants and other people working in rural areas. One of our major concerns with the declaration is this issue of collective human rights. This is why we have chosen to make our general statement during this segment, but my statement applies more generally to the declaration as a whole. The United States is deeply concerned about the challenges faced by persons living and working in rural areas around the world. And we participate in existing discussions in multilateral fora to address these complex issues. 90% of farmers in the United States are considered small family farms. However, we continue to maintain our previously stated views regarding our opposition to this draft declaration. While the United States takes very seriously many of the issues covered in this draft declaration, we continue to believe the Human Rights Council and its subsidiary bodies are not the right forum for discussion of many of the issues covered within this draft declaration. First, turning to collective rights. The United States underscores that human rights are universal rights, as the United Kingdom just pointed out. These are rights held and enjoyed by all individuals, regardless of their classification or the nature of their work. These rights can be held by individuals, but they can also be held by individuals in community with others. But that is quite different from a group right given to a group under international human rights law. While the United States is concerned as a matter of policy about challenges confronting people working in rural areas and undertakes numerous initiatives to improve the circumstances for members of these groups, we do not agree that these categories of individuals merit different or special treatment in the international human rights framework. This effort to create human rights for groups ends up being inconsistent with international human rights law because it could be used to have group rights trump individual rights, which are long and well established under international human rights law. Second, the present declaration should not be using language such as shall. The word shall should be reserved for legally binding text, not the text of a declaration which is non-binding. Third, there are no internationally accepted definitions for many of the purported rights enumerated in this current draft of the declaration. For example, the right to seeds, the right to return to the land, the right to use traditional ways of farming, right to food sovereignty, right to biological diversity. While some of these may be laudable principles and goals, they're not rights under human rights law. It's quite a different context. Fourth, the United States does not support the references to technology transfer in this draft, as well as other language that could be used to undermine intellectual property rights. We call for technology transfer only when voluntary and on mutually agreed terms, and we embrace policies that allow for a level playing field, that afford equal treatment, and do not negatively affect economic interest. People who live and work in rural areas are key to local, regional, and global food security. We recognize the importance of discussing the challenges faced by these persons living and working in rural areas, and we seek ways to promote and protect their human rights. Nonetheless, we believe the draft declaration distracts from efforts to promote and protect individual rights, including of those persons living and working in rural areas. Moreover, we do not believe that this draft declaration accurately reflects existing conventional or customary international law, nor does it change the current state of conventional or customary international law. Therefore, we wish to reflect our continued opposition to adoption of the draft declaration and wish to request that the Secretariat reflect the statement in the record and note that the United States disassociates itself from any conclusions that may arise from this intergovernmental working group to continue work on the draft declaration or to adopt it. We believe our effort should be devoted to identifying challenges to the promotion and protection of universal human rights for those in rural areas and to finding practical solutions to those challenges. Thank you.